Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Are the Yankees going to do anything?
Is this thing on?
What? Yeah. Hi. Are the Yankees making a move?
I mean, if you are tired and you can't sleep, just put on the Yankees Hot Stove Show on. Yes. you'll be zing in about 6 minutes. I'm listening last night to Tim Nehring, who I remember watching play. Pretty good ball player. Red Sox, a couple other teams. Talking about, like, player development.
Mm.
And... Yeah, come on.
Even that hasn't gone well for the game.
I mean, he was talking about Dominguez and some other players, Spencer Jones. And
I saw one clip about analytics, too, how Cashman was.
I didn't hear that. Now, I may have actually fallen asleep when he said that and then woken back up, a little nap there. And I heard Gary play one thing this morning on the way in, and it was along the lines of really just, you know, genuflecting at the altar of the almighty Los Angeles Dodgers. Like, basically everything that he was saying is the way that it used to sound about the Yankees, about how aggressive they are and what ownership's doing and how successful they are and how they've devoted every resource to what they're... I mean, I paraphrase, but that's pretty much what he was saying. So, yeah, the Hot Stove Show is boring. Now, when you since you bring it up, so to contrast the whole, you know, Met energy versus the Yankees now, it's definitely very different. But let's also be honest. The Yankees have a lot less to than the Mets. The Yankees right now have the best pitching staff in baseball.
And to be fair, the Mets really aren't doing anything but losing players.
I mean, yeah, make it seem like we're talking about additions. It's defections.
They're rumored in everything, though. Yeah. And the Yankees weren't even in on Edwin Diaz. Hoff, you have a quote here from, I guess, Brian Hoke.
So Brian Hoke has this out there. It says, Brian Cashman's take on his progress at the winter meetings. Now, here's the quote. We're just staying engaged, trying to match up with some things. But it's been tough so far. Don't like the asks coming our way, and I guess the opposing teams don't like what I'm trying to pull from them on the trade stuff. We do have some conversations that possibly could lead somewhere.
Oh, okay, I mean, now you guys can mock that all you want.
That's the Yankees.
Hey, and listen, it's not what you say, it's what you do. We know that, right? And Cashman knows how to run trades. He does. Now, most of more of the recent ones have been in season, you know, whether it's Jazz a couple of years ago, lesser extent, Ryan McMahon a year ago. Bednar obviously is fitting very well.
Sonny Gray.
He's going to go down the ban list, of course. You know. So I do think that there is a really good chance that Jazz is traded this offseason. I think I would almost be, certainly if Bellinger resigns, either Dominguez or Jones is gone. They've got a plethora of, I'm not even going to waste time on all the names because you really don't know. Not, I mean, you, yeah, but every, yeah. I don't even know them all. I know like one or two and I forgot it right now. But, you know, flame-throwing arms that are very highly regarded throughout baseball, I believe, because they have so many arms at the major league level that they can do that. Yankees have a ton of options, and I'm not expecting the Yankees to go bonkers like the three or four players they did a year ago. You just better bring back Bellinger, okay? I would like to see a righty bat. Like, the Yankees do need a thumper that can hit right-handed.
I want a leadoff hitter, and I want to change some of the parts on the infield. either McMahon and Jazz, Jazz, McMahon. I think they need to, I'll give you the shortstop if you want to keep that. Or change the shortstop. You can keep the third baseman, change the shortstop. I think they need to change two of the parts. Their infield is a mess.
Yeah.
Ben Rice at first base as of now?
Well, listen, that's something. And I can't prove it, so that's frustrating. Because I'm not going to sit here and say that he's solid defensively. I can't prove it, all right? So I don't have much depth behind the statement because there's no evidence yet. But in my opinion, and he looked awful trying to pick some of those balls. That was on Volpe.
It's still shaky.
It was definitely shaky. But my point was, it is, if you are at least a competent, if you're a major league catcher, whether you're good, average, or awful, on some level you've got pretty decent hands. Unless you're Mike Piazza, who can't move.
I was going to say, did you see Piazza play first?
But he's also older and stiff and a different athlete. Not that Ben Rice looks like Ricky Henderson, but he's a little bit more agile than Mike Piazza.
And the key with Piazza, he was uncomfortable being there.
That's the whole thing.
He didn't have the confidence. He didn't want to be out there. Yeah. If you don't want to do it, you're not going to be comfortable doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not knocking Rice because I do like Rice's bat, but he's shaky. And that's putting it mildly at first.
For now.
He's going to catch a little bit. Okay, fine. Second base, Jazz, he puts up the numbers. We all know he's not the player that we want to see with the
Yankees. Trust him. I don't want to move forward with him.
We want to see a different the Clement type with Toronto. That's the type of scrappy player. Forget putting up big numbers at second base. You just want a solid, scrappy player there. And you'll give up some of the tantalizing talent of Jazz Chisholm, whether it's his speed or his power. Shortstop is a gaping hole. I mean, dude, Volpe and Caballero, come on. And then third base, you got a guy who's a sick, sick glove.
Oh, he's such a good fielder, but he's a strikeout machine.
But his bat makes you want to bomb. Yeah, I mean,
it's not perfect. Yeah, I mean,
that's a tough infield.
I agree.
Even in the outfield, I mean, you got Judge. Okay, great.
Hope the elbow holds up.
No, well, I mean,
Yanks got a lot of work to do. They've got work to do, for sure.
Grisham, all right. I mean,
what kind of year does he have? You know, like that.
And then the two questions.
But I got something for you, though, Sal. And I don't know if the Yankees are thinking this. Well, they should be. And I guess on some level they have to be. But I hope that this is part of their calculation this offseason. What if I said to you, the Yankees trade Jazz.
Yes.
Gone. You sign Bichette. Follow me. You sign Bichette, who can...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Break. And as a righty, you put him at second. You start with Caballero because Volpe's hurt, whatever, and then Volpe comes back. Hopefully he's a little bit better. And you keep McMahon, who's going to pick everything at third base. And then, now, a couple of things have to work out, one of which will be their top prospect for once truly becoming a superstar. But in a year or so, if you sign Bichette and Lombard is ready, well, now Lombard takes over short. Bichette could go to third. He's got the arm for it. And Volpe, you could punt to second with a weaker arm. Like, there's configurations.
Do you want Bichette or no? It's not a bad.
I want his bat. I know he's not a shortstop. He's not a good fielder. I've said that. And in this situation, he's not playing short.
Player.
No, he's scrappy.
That's what I'm saying. You like that.
Yeah, he's a righty too.
Yeah. You're hell bent on the righties now.
They need some. Rice, Jazz, Wells, McMahon, Grisham.
What about Alonso at first base?
I don't want Pete. I don't want him.
He's a righty bat.
I know. This guy's waving his hand at me. This guy's holding his eyes.
Have Ben Rice play first base for you. It's fine. He'll scoop out everything.
Yeah. Well, so give me contract terms here. Let me at least examine this maybe more than the quick reflexive no.
4 years, one whatever.
Now I'm good.
You're not going
I don't want
three?
Pete. Listen, if I don't want Pete for the Mets, why would I want him for the Yankees? Think about that.
Well, because you're he's talking about right hand. I know.
That's like being consistent. I get it. He's a tough guy to evaluate because he's very good at certain things. He's just not my kind of ball player. He's just not. I'm sorry.
Hector is in Washington Heights. Hector.
Heck.
Gentlemen, how we doing?
Good.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, I know you guys don't want to talk
glad
about
you got
it.
In today.
I'm not going to get into it too much, but I'm going to miss you guys. Sal, you know I rock with you wherever the hell you go. BT, I'm going to really like what you do. I've said it many times. It's just a lot of times when I agree with you more than I do with Sal. And Sal's my friend and Sal's a Met fan. But, you know, your point of view is always appreciated. So
thanks, man.
Good luck wherever you guys go.
Thank you, brother.
I'll be looking for you, BT. And I know where you go, Sal. Well, I don't know yet, but wherever the hell you go, you know I'm always going to rock with you. This situation here, man, and listen. Fandom is about emotion, right? So, of course, we're going to have an emotional reaction. And I keep thinking about it, and I'm going back into my own thoughts and things that I've posted about Edwin Diaz and my reactions. I've called Edwin Diaz, when he comes in the game, I've called it the Edwin Diaz experience, right? Because we never know what the hell we're going to get. And, yes, you can debate whether there's been more bad than good with Edwin Diaz, but I think mostly is we've gone through the struggle with him, right? And we feel like we know what he is. And to see something like that go and to go get an unknown, yeah, you could talk about the numbers. And the numbers, yeah, Devin Williams seems to be like the better option. But I think it comes down to that. And then I have a question for you guys. I want you guys to answer this to me. I think those are things we've said.
I think those are, yeah, understood. Being a fan, hey, it's WFAN. I mean, fan. Yeah, that's how we react, and some people get pissed, and I get the deal. Listen, Diaz didn't want to be here. Screw him. Get lost.
Well, I see, BT, I get that Diaz didn't want to be here thing. Two questions then. You can hang up if you want to. Why did Diaz not want to be here? Did they push him to not?
No, because I don't think he thinks the Mets are going to win a World Series. That's what I think.
Did you see the reports? Hold on. Did you see the reports? Why he was upset? There was a couple of things saying. Well, he was upset that they let Hefner go, he was upset that they didn't consult him on the Devin Williams signing.
Yeah, I mean, listen. Is he wrong for that?
Yes,
he's right. Of course he is.
Who the hell is he? I mean, what are you kidding me? And thank you for the call, Hector.
Devin, what do you think about this? You know, are you okay with this? Get lost.
Why the Mets probably made, I would assume, offers to Diaz along the way. Here's where we're at. And he kept saying no. He was saying 5 years. He opted out. Okay, he opted out. Then the early reports where he wants the same deal that they gave him a couple years ago. Yeah, okay. Like the Mets are going to pay 5 years, $100 million. There was a thought. We talked about it yesterday. I thought for sure that he was going to get more than what he got, the 369. And if he did, then it was going to be on the Mets. Did they want to go to that level or not? And I was like, I don't know, man. I want him back, but I'm not. You got to have a line in the sand. I'm not going 5 years for $100 million. He didn't get that. He was probably upset that the Mets wouldn't give him the deal that he wanted. And then he decided to go elsewhere because the Mets went and got Williams without consulting him. Like, they're going to go to him and be like, hey, we're going to sign Williams. We're going to sign they got to do business for the team. They were offering Diaz. They couldn't come to an agreement. They pivoted and said, we're going to bring in Devin Williams. We're still in play for you. What do you want? Tell us what you want. And then he, like a baby, took his ball and went home.
Because he had no interest in staying here. For whatever the reasons, and we just ran through a few, obviously, and I saw the same ones yesterday as well with the pitching coach, some other stuff. Yeah. You know, I'm sorry, buddy, that we didn't call you to confer with you about Devin Williams. You know when you do that? You pick up the phone and you reach out to Derek Jeter, given at that point, the divide with Alex Rodriguez. Says, hey, Jeets, we got a chance to do this. You cool with this? Yep, I want to win a World Series. Go get him. He's one of the best players in baseball. Click. That's when you confer with somebody. You don't read beach, and it's not asking permission, but there are certain situations.
Just showing respect.
You're showing respect. You're deferring a little bit. You're empowering the player, and emotionally, that is a good thing downstream for the team and the new player that you might bring in, rather than having them kind of sort things out the first day in the clubhouse, like, oh, how you been, man? Yeah, you kind of bump into each other awkwardly. So, and that is not new. That happens in the NBA. You don't think that the Warriors, not that there was any beef, but you don't think the Warriors threw it by Steph Curry? I know for a fact that they did with Kevin Durant. When you bring in somebody that's either going to rub you the wrong way from a personality trait perspective or take shots away from you, if you're a basketball player, shooter like Steph, you do the right thing. Doing the right thing with Diaz means nothing here. He's not worth it. You don't do that for somebody like him.
And he's not even on the team. He's a free agent. Think about how stupid
that's
it would
actually
be. Jeter
true.
Is yes. not only a legend, yes. but he's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I could see if they went to Soto and were like, hey, what do you think of this? Or or Lindor, hey, what do you think of this? Mm-hmm. What do you think of that?
No different. No different.
They're probably negotiating and not getting anywhere. They're going to go to Diaz and, hey, what do you think of us potentially bringing in bringing in Williams? Would that upset you?
That's a great
you?
Point, yeah.
I mean, he's not on the team. Who does he think he is, this guy?
He's pitched 11 innings in the postseason for the Mets. He's been here since 2019. I don't have it in front of me. I'm going to just guess. I don't know. Devin Williams pitched 3 1/3 last year in the playoffs, 1 year with the Yankees. He just got here. Now, it wasn't very good last year from A to Z, but the point is, Edwin Diaz did not get here 2 years ago or three. 2019, just to put it in terms we could all understand because it sucked, pre-pandemic, 11 playoff innings. Get over it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.